Hey, welcome again to another edition of Anime Talk. We're glad you came to join us again tonight. I am happy that you guys are sticking with us week after week. We've been at this now for 6 months, if you can believe it, and it's been a lot of fun. But let's go ahead and get started. As always now, I am with Aeroblip.
What's up, everybody? Woo!
Hey, so you've got us chiming in on this week's current anime topics and highlights. There's some things we're going to have some fun with tonight, some announcements even Aeroblip's excited about, so
we'll save that for later.
We'll save that for the end, though. But yeah, it's been another good week of watching anime. I think this fall season has been a lot of fun, and hopefully you guys are enjoying it as well.
Definitely blew my expectations away.
I would say, I think there's something everybody can find and enjoy. There really isn't, at least there isn't yet, this just the complete garbage that we've seen in previous seasons.
Yeah.
But let's get started with our first show that just keeps on going, is Jormungand. I think it's done pretty well. What about you, Blip?
Yeah. So for those who aren't following, or those who are just behind, Jormungand, you know, again comes this season. The last time it was spring, right? It came out in spring, the first season. And so what I'm actually quite impressed with is the Jormungand's new direction. So for those who don't know, Jormungand initially, you know, played off the main character, Coco. She is loco. I say, oh, no. And the best thing about it is that, like, they had this whole, you know, she's really crazy, and then they try to play off while at the same time showing the serious nature of her being a gun dealer, or, sorry, arms dealer. But now, like, it's focusing much more on a bigger story, like something with the CIA. It's much more global, and I don't know about you, but I'm actually liking the serious tone.
I think it's definitely different than the previous season, or the part one, if whatever we want to refer to it as. It's picked up. I think these last episodes where they had Hex showed a different side of Coco, which was interesting. I think you get to kind of see, you get more insight into her organization and how it's operating, and you get a lot more tidbits on what the end goal is going to be as well. You know, we've got this CIA versus Gunrunner conflict, and so how that's going to pan out should be very interesting.
Oh, definitely. And the fact that, you know, we now that they've already introduced all the characters, we actually see them, you know, get more involved with the main character. We start seeing some developments. The last week's episode was actually pretty big as far as plot development goes. So, by all means, I'm really excited to see where this show's going.
Definitely. There were a lot of people that were getting very emotional and teary-eyed last week when the episode came out.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I don't cry at anime for the most part.
But I'm soulless.
I am soulless and cold. I have three kids. They take what little emotion I have left out of me. They've squashed whatever heartfelt sympathy I have for anything anymore.
Yeah, that's why I'm single still.
Yes. Yeah, they're definitely soulless little mind suckers. But, but yes, my sympathy's all burnt out by the time I get to enjoy any dramatic stories. But yeah, I think if they can continue the same kind of pace and emotional tugging that it does, I think it's going to be an excellent, excellent competition for shows like Black Lagoon and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I guess my only gripe with the new direction is that I'm assuming they're not going to kill off every character, but I kind of wish, like, the ones that we've been introduced to that aren't Coco, like, kind of get a little more screen time. So I'll keep spoilers to a minimum. But apparently R was very big in these past few episodes. And I actually had to go back and rewatch the first season because I thought they just introduced a new character. Turns out he was there the entire time.
And see, that's interesting because they don't really go into a lot of, other than Valmet, they really haven't gone into a lot of the backstories for the bodyguards.
Yeah, I mean, they highlight them and they give them like a little brief, like, snippet of what their back, or I guess what their life was. And so I guess we finally see ours. But, you know, if the show is going to be going towards that direction, like what they did with the third episode of this season, like I said, if you start dealing with the bigger characters, then this show definitely has a lot more, like, there's a lot more potential for this show to, like, just blow expectations.
Definitely. I love the whole military-esque type shows, and this one will definitely keep my interest if it keeps going forward. I'm happy. That's all I can really say at this point. You know, it's only a couple episodes in, but I'm definitely happy.
Oh, yeah. This is something that, like, most people should pick up. Great show.
If you're not watching it, even if you're not into the guns and the action of the show, then the character interaction and drama is very good.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, right now, as I was reminded, Kickheart is having their hangout as well, but the last few weeks have been filled with continual news about Kickheart, which for those of you that have lived under a rock, is a Kickstarter project to fund an original anime series by Production IG. They are raising almost, I think they're only a few hundred dollars away from $200,000 for a production that will also include English subtitles, Spanish subtitles, and I think if they reach the 200K mark, I think it's English dub as well.
Yeah, they promise they get dubbed.
Yeah, so I mean, huge project. But I guess my comment is this an interesting, or is it just a gimmick?
It's definitely interesting. I wouldn't call it a gimmick just because of the fact that I like indie projects. Well, it's kind of hard to call this indie if it's raking up almost 200 grand. But but the idea is that, like, I mean, I love capitalism, and I love the fact that this is the one chance that, like, fans actually have to, like, voice their opinions. And so, like, you know, you have a guy who's quite famous in the industry who has a brilliant idea of, like, you know, just with a brilliant story and a really interesting background. And this is our chance as fans to actually contribute, to actually say, this is what we want. This is what we expect in the industry. And so, you know, it's picking up a lot of news because this is the first big project, especially in the anime industry, that's getting this kind of attention. You know, I know that, like, there's other been film projects and documentaries that have been funded through Kickstarter. But as far as anime goes, like, this is exactly what we want. I know people are complaining about, oh, like, blah, 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 the anime industry's stale, or blah, 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 it's pandering too much to the mainstream. Well, this is it. This is the perfect chance to actually get your voice heard. And if there's an anime out there, and if there's something that interests you, this, like, funding it is probably the best way you can show your support. So by all means, like, if more projects start doing this, I would actually be really happy.
Now, if I'm correct, it's only 10 minutes, right?
I actually don't remember that much of the detail.
Some of the little details I'm still trying to... I've been watching more of the goals than anything, but I believe that it was just going to be... Or is it a full film? I think if you Yeah, it's a full film, but then they... No, it's a 2D short anime film, 10 minutes in length. There we go.
Yeah.
So it's only 10 minutes, which for $200,000, I guess in the end... Or get the original $150,000 goal, sorry... You would think you'd get a little more than 10 minutes.
It's 12 minutes now, according to our fans. But
true, 12 minutes because they met one of their reach goals. Under the original $150,000 goal, it was 10 minutes.
Yeah. It depends. Like, I mean, first of all, not every single person has to contribute, like, $500 to the project. So, I mean, if you throw in, you know, a few bucks your way or their way, then by all means, like, I feel like that'd be worth it, right? It's, you're getting something original. You're getting in, like, if you believe in the project and you believe in the idea, then it should be worth your time and your money to invest, right?
That's true. I will personally say I've not invested a dime.
Yeah.
For me, I think Romeo and Juliet as a plot, this is where I get into more of the gimmicky thing. I think that using Kickstarter is, I think they're getting more free advertising in a way, because they get to post a show and people are being paid to be advertised to, in a way. Yeah. I think the Romeo and Juliet baseline plot is, while classic, is kind of not original.
Yeah.
Despite what layer you put on top of it. I don't know. I think in the end, I agree with some of the comments, is that donation-driven shows are not going to be reliable enough to, or be reliably consistent enough to get funded. Like, I don't think you're going to consistently get $200,000 for 10-minute animes all the time.
Yeah, I'm not saying you need it all the time, but, you know, if this is something new, it's something fresh, and I think it's a great, like, it's a great step in the right direction. Ignore the idea that it's, you know, Production IG right now. But imagine if there was, like, a smaller studio, or, like, even, like, or think of it more like the video game, like, industry, where it's, like, you know, a small company, and they have an idea, and they just want to get, you know, their voice heard. Like, you know, it's these small indie projects that make it fun. And so, yes, it's an investment. I mean, it's not a guarantee you're going to get all the enjoyment you predicted getting out of it. But at the same time, you know, it's... I don't know how else I can say that this is a good step in the industry. Now, I'm not saying every show should get funded like this, or every single production company should do this, but you know what? Making anime is expensive, and you know, this has helped reduce the cost.
So there's a comment here that $350,000 for 20 minutes, or in 10, well, it's only 24 minutes is a normal show, but 30 minutes a show is a reasonable amount. You're talking $4.2 million for a full core of animated show.
Okay.
Doesn't that seem a bit high?
$4.2 million? Anime is expensive. I mean, I don't have that much knowledge of the industry, so I can't really say it's too high or not. But, like, I guess another thing you also have to consider, too, is that, like, this isn't just straight-up donations. Like, you're getting something out of it.
True, you're getting a trinket back.
Well, it's not even a trinket. Like, depending on how much you donate, like, you can actually get, like, a DVD of it, or you can get a poster. Like, there's...
For most people...
You're not paying just for the show. You're paying for the actual, like, for tangibles as well.
Yeah, but let's see what people are actually getting out of this. Let's look here. The levels of donations. All so right. The people that are backing...
You want to post the link in the social stream, by the way?
I can do that here.
Cool.
So we can see this. Give me a sec to post the link and then I'll go back to...
And then if you're not hearing this live, we'll put the link in the blog post.
Yeah, we can do that as well. So the people that have backed 70... I mean, once you get up above $15...
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of weird. It's not actually a good linear digression because you got a lot of people with the little thing. Then it drops about midway.
Mm-hmm.
Then it rises up again about the middle part donations, drops again, comes back up around... There's a lot of people who have actually donated $60 and $70.
Yeah.
Where you really start dropping.
I mean, it's not a bad deal if you think about it. I'm like, sure, you say it's short, but like $5, you essentially get the show. You that's it. And a postcard, too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as you donate more, then you get more stuff. But the whole point is, it's not necessarily what you're getting out of it. It's the fact that you're getting your, like, this is your chance to get your opinions out there, your voice heard by paying. And yes, we all know anime is very expensive. And like most big projects are, like, whether it's video games or movies, no matter what medium that you're dealing with, it's just everything today takes a lot of money and resources to produce. So it's not necessarily the fact, I feel like when you're donating, you're not saying, oh yeah, I'm paying $15 because I'm really expecting much out of this movie. You're paying $15 because you're saying, this is a project, this project represents an ideal or a concept that I believe in, therefore I'm going to invest in it. That's the important thing.
That's true. If you're treating your money as a vote more than as a kickback with some sort of cool little trinket, then yes.
Yes.
I mean, if you're treating it like, I guess I've made the comment before and people are going to call me on it, vote with your money. People are truly voting with their money in this project.
Yeah. And the thing is,
amazingly, there are two people that have donated $10,000 each. That's actually gone up since yesterday. I think there was only one person that had donated $10,000. And if you look at that $10,000 reward, if you lived in a way that you could make that happen, that was a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah. And think about this too, especially for the Western audience. There's only two main ways your money can actually be considered like an opinion. Either you join, or either you buy the Blu-rays from some publisher, or you go to some online service like Crunchyroll. And to be honest, like those ways, like one of them is expensive, and the other one is, you know, a service that kind of like records your vote. Like I guess if you view a show, that counts as a vote, and it shows what's popular. But at the same time, it's, you know, there's only so much you can do with that. But this, like using projects like Kickstarter, like this is the most efficient way to have your vote represented.
I will agree with that.
And you get something out of it too.
True. True. Actually, yeah, the kickbacks they get from postcards to T-shirts to mugs and Blu-rays is definitely a definitely nice touch. So Aeroblip, this is a conversation we've gone back and forth on.
Okay.
Starts with Idolmaster and then goes into this season being Hitamari Sketch.
So why are you such a Debbie Downer and hating all the shows that people like?
I'm not a Debbie Downer hating people. I have the genres I focus my energies on.
Okay.
I let my kids choose a few other shows that I typically wouldn't, and then we go from there. So
all right.
You've commented on the brief adventure. I have seen two episodes. Granted, I can't remember a single thing that's happened because they kind of blur together. But...
Well, what do you expect when you pick up something like midway through the story?
Oh, that's true. But I mean, just episode to episode is very... Okay, here's my general comment. Every episode seems very generically the same. There's lots of rectangular faces with grayed out eyes, and occasionally there's some laughing, somebody does something silly, and at the end of the show, nothing's really changed. Yay. It's a rinse and repeat every episode.
Yeah, I mean, the inner fanboy in me will say that it's probably because of the fact you're not getting a lot of the inside jokes, especially after what 3 seasons of quote unquote character development built up. But yes, I do agree with the fact that you can consider this one of those low key shows. Yes.
It's very low key, yes, but I think it's very rinse and repeat too.
It can get repetitive.
I think you can watch 5 episodes out of the entire 12, and I think you'll understand the entire season.
Not, I again, like the inner fanboy in me would say that's not true, but you know, as someone who started the series, yeah, you can say that as well. Like, I mean, what you're saying is not wrong, but at the same time, you don't like, okay, I don't want to get mad. What you're saying is not incorrect. So what I'm saying is that yes, these kinds of shows, slice of life, for lack of a better term, do rinse and repeat. But at the same time, you know, I want to yell at you because you're jumping into the middle of the series, so of course you're not going to get everything that's going on.
Well, technically, the only reason I'm jumping into this middle series is that there's a group of people that says you have to see this.
No,
And I'm like,
I'm a big fan of the series, and I'm telling you, don't watch it, actually.
You're the one who
Like,
suggested in the first
no, I
place to
would tell
watch
you
it.
watch the original, the first season, before watching this.
See, I think I tried watching the first season. This was back at a.
Anywho.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, we have to watch Hedy Mari's sketch." I got 2 episodes in, and I seriously, I didn't rage quit, but it was like, "Up, oh, delete, and move on." That's when they
Well,
actually did sketching. Like they actually did things that were sketch. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
but there was so much Hidamari though. You're focusing on the sketch, but you're not focusing on the
No,
Hidamari.
I'm saying that's when actually Hedy Mari's sketch actually matched its title. They actually did sketching.
No, but there's the Hidamari. It always does the Hidamari. That's what you're forgetting.
Okay, maybe I'm not understanding the term of Hidamari then.
No, Hidamari is the apartment complex. Hidamari Apartments. The show is about these 4 to 6 women in their apartments. It's about their life at home. So, I mean, yes, they have an art school, so there is some sketching, yes. But, you know, the main focus is Hidamari. Notice how there's no honeycombs really in the new season, but there's a lot of Hidamari.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, look, I understand the show's not for you. I understand that. Like, a lot of people don't like these kinds of shows, and a lot of people do like these shows. I respect your taste. What I'm just saying is that I don't see why you're expecting much out of a show if you're jumping headfirst into the fourth season. That's my only gripe.
But I can jump headfirst into the fourth season of, let's say, Bleach, for lack of a better, for a show that has multiple seasons. And there's just something going on. There's things happening.
But there are things happening
There's
here. You
action. There's people getting stabbed. There's.
Well, what do you expect?
No.
It's an action shonen. This show is, I hate this term. This show is a slice of life. So what do you expect going into the fourth season? You're
But
gonna
that's what
get.
I'm saying. It's rinse and repeat. Whether you start in the fourth season or the second season, it's still rinse and repeat.
Not for me though. As a fan who has actually seen all 4 seasons, I don't see that. On the surface, it looks like it's rinse and repeat. But deep down lower, there's a lot more to it. There's these little jokes, these little character developments. Like, you're not gonna expect to see Yuno change overnight, but you do get to see her change. The way she acts in the first season is actually different than how she acts in the fourth season. But you wouldn't see that if you didn't go through all the seasons.
Okay.
It's like take any other American show, like How I Met Your Mother. There's a bunch of references going on in the fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, ninth, 10th season, but if you didn't watch everything up before then, you won't get it, right?
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying this type of show and the genre it sits in, I don't think anything would change for me whether I was in the first season or the fourth season.
Well, that's because you don't like these kinds of shows.
Well, they're formulaic. For me, the formula is dull.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with your taste. I'm just saying I don't see why you would jump into a fourth season of a show if you never saw the first three. Especially if it's a genre you don't like.
I'm not actually watching it, but that's fine. But yes, it's not. I don't know. Whatever. I think, like I said, I've seen the first two of the first season, now I've seen the first two of the fourth season. I don't see any difference in how the show is operated or in the characters from those 2 seasons.
Because you're missing the other 98% that what happened in between.
But if I'm not seeing a difference in between those four shows, then why would I even bother looking for the stuff in between? Because
It's an investment. What do you expect with any comedy or sitcom or drama? You have to go through it all. If you don't go through it all, you don't expect a major difference in between.
okay, all right, all right.
Now, the important thing is, What do your kids think about Hitamari?
Oh, my daughter won't watch it, I don't think. She'd rather watch Aikatsu.
Well, you're feeding her crap.
No, because Aikatsu matches her Barbie fantasy.
Does that make then sense? Give her Idolmaster, and then you should watch Idolmaster.
All right. We're never going to agree on this one. We might as well move on. I just don't think we're ever going to get there.
Well, I don't understand why you watch
All right, whatever. All right, so let's move on to something we both enjoy. Or at least we're enjoying to this point. Tempest. So I've titled this Dark Horse of the Season, or Will It Be a Dramatic Fail? I think this last episode showed us some weaknesses in execution.
How so? Because I don't agree.
I thought the whole backstory was kind of... I don't know how you put this. It was just kind of off. It didn't fit right into what was... I'm trying to put. I'm trying to match what my impression is to a set of words here. I just didn't think it really matched where the show had been the first two. Maybe that was good. Maybe it was a change of pace type episode. But it just seemed to have kind of an awe. Like, the backstory just seemed more forced than natural.
Hmm. Interesting. So what I got from the first four episodes was that this is actually a good show. Not a bad show. So let's look at the fourth episode for an example. You finally get into the backstory of the two main characters. Uh-huh. When you say forced, this is one of those terms that people throw out there a lot, but I'm pretty sure what I think of forced and what they think of forced are two different things. So what do you mean by forced drama?
See, I don't know if I was trying to put together what I'm thinking here, and I don't know if forced is the right word. It just doesn't seem like it's a very... And maybe this isn't just me. The background just doesn't seem natural enough to how these two you'd think they would meet. But it makes sense in the
end. In a show about floating trees and giant apples.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, giant floating eyes, amongst other things. Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I actually liked the last episode. And I'm still excited to see where the show's going to go. I mean, so we've already seen from the first episode that, like, you know, these two characters are completely different. You have the main character who seems fairly passive, and then you have, you know, the other main character who's quite rowdy and rambunctious. And the fact that, you know, the story shows how they're similar, now that you actually understand one of the main characters and his reasons for doing such, it finally answered some questions of why they were together in the first place. Because, yes, it does seem a bit cliched in the fact that they're together because fate or whatever forced them to be together. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot more understanding of the dynamic between the two characters. Now, please don't go running to the hills because I'm calling the show deep.
I think it's interesting how they interact with each other, but I'm looking forward to seeing what's next. So they're running, they're trying to find his girlfriend and sister's killer. So where's the next step? What's going to happen next?
If you notice in the previews, it seems like there's going to be a lot more action. We see a lot more people in suits, a lot more magic going on. So it's starting to go into that shonen action, the shonen aspect, where we get a lot more action. I don't expect every question to be answered, but, you know, the angst is toned down, and there's supposed to be more fighting. So by all means, I'm kind of excited for the next episode. This show, it's surprising. Like, I never expected anything, like, great from this, but it could be great.
Well, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. It could be great. We just have to see where it's going to. And now, is it a one or two?
Not announced.
Okay. So we could end up with a second core or something later, but we've got this single one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, do you anticipate the show to fail at this point?
No, I don't see any reason why it should fail. I think they start out with action to hook you. We've got the backstory for the characters. I think now it's what's the end game? Where are we, you know, we've got 8 episodes left. Where are we going for the next 8 episodes?
Yeah, I don't know. For those who haven't seen the show, I actually recommend giving it a shot. There are people out there who didn't really expect much out of the show, and they like it. For those who actually follow Desu Ex Machina, it's on the cusp for anime power rankings, so you know that there's a crowd following for them. There's a crowd following the show. So, by all means, when I consider this a dark horse, I mean, like, this is one that no one's really talking about. No one expected it to be good in the first place. And people are starting to talk about it, and I think more people should continue to talk about it. It has the potential. There's a slim chance, but I think it has the potential to become one of the better shows of the season.
Gotcha. So, I guess I'll move on from that one for now. We could talk about that all day. So here's where we usually do our three questions, two guys, 1 minute segment. Although, you know what? Our viewers never give us enough questions.
Okay.
So what do you want to do here? Do you want to just, we want to randomly shout through some stuff here for a minute?
I can ask you questions.
True. How about we do this? We can do the first, ask me questions. How about we start this off? I'll start with the first question and we'll go from there. Okay. Actually, we'll do this based on sound clips this season. Best opening, best ending, and best soundtrack so far. How about that?
Got it.
All right, so ready? Let's go. Mm-hmm. First opening song. Best opening song so far.
Are you starting the timer?
Yep, go.
Oh, shit. Best opening, Robotics Notes?
That's not bad. Know. I'll give you that.
Best. Oh, no, Inamori Sketch, because that thing is so fucking catchy as hell. It's ridiculous.
So, best ending.
Best ending? Someone's going to agree with me, and I'm going to have to go with Tempest Ending, just because of Hanakana. Oh. I know, it's really cheesy.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. You gotta love that classic.
I forgot about that. That
classic rock ending and the blood flowing and the oh yeah, it's got best.
It's
ending.
It's even got a great opening too. What am I talking about?
Yeah, JoJo's Bizarre, hands down best sound, best ending.
Okay, last
so,
one.
Best soundtrack so far. Who's got the best?
K. So much hip hop. Crazy amount of hip hop. I love the hip hop.
That's the only thing about that entire anime that's any good.
Dude, Blue Filter's in hip hop. How can you hate?
And the skateboard stuff. Oh, we're out of time.
How did I forget JoJo?
Oh, how can you forget JoJo? Come on, that's the only reason probably that whole show doesn't get a live stream like on Crunchyroll or ANN or something is because that licensing that ending clip would be way too damn expensive.
Well, I was thinking that initially, but then someone brought up Eden of the East because they have Oasis as their ending songs.
Yeah, but Oasis.
Are you going to say Oasis sucks?
No, I'll say they're desperate for money is what I was going to say.
I'm just thinking that it's going to be a matter of time. What? I think the show's predicted to be 2 core, maybe?
Yes.
I'd say by the end of this season, we're going to get news that it got licensed.
Licensed for a stream?
Maybe not for web stream, but maybe someone will pick it up.
Okay.
Just
I think somebody will license the show. I think it's too expensive to license live stream or simulcast, whatever you want. I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, for like a Crunchyroll, I think it's too expensive.
Let's see what happens. Well, you know, you never know because you know how Funimation likes to pick up shows and then not necessarily live stream it. Like, where the hell is the live stream for Tatami Galaxy? I haven't seen it yet.
True.
Unless someone wants to correct me.
All right, so you have a final thought for today you want to throw out there?
Oh, no, it's not really a final thought. I'm just giddy as a schoolgirl right now just because of the fact that there is so much Idolmaster news coming out right now. So, Joe, because you don't know these things.
I don't.
I'm wagging my finger right now.
Okay.
The Shiny Festa video games came out. So there's three of them, and each of them has their own OVA. So I'm just pumped that someone's going to be picking those up and translating them, and I'm going to get them in glorious, yet gritty 480p. But yeah, like, it's more songs, more animation from A1. Just that opening, oh my god. It's, like I said, I'm just an IMAX fan. Like, how can I not get excited about this?
What was I going to say? I just lost what I was going to say. I said I was going to get back to something. What was it?
You're going to watch Idolmaster.
Yes.
Yeah, look at this, guys. If you keep rushing Joe, he's going to do it.
Oh, crap. I just said something and then I wanted to get back to it. What was that?
Oh. Shows that you're watching with your kids?
No. Ah, crap. I had a final thought and my mind just went blank. Thank you, old fogey mind.
See, that's what you get for having kids.
Dude, you have no idea.
Was it your basketball? Is it your fantasy basketball? Are you losing again?
I'm not doing actually that bad. I don't know how. I only have one guy playing tonight, so I have no idea how bad I'm doing.
Probably better than your football team. Hi-yo!
Hey, I'm even right now. So, which is better than better than some of our viewers who are 1 in 6. Shinmaru. That's okay. Yeah, well, I could switch jacket, change a few things up, but I've got some pretty crap stuff going on there. But anyways, I think that's it. Gosh darn it, I hate when I get caught on a subject and then don't come back to it. But anyways.
Wait. Did it have to do with a blog?
True. So starting soon, we will have new content on the blog. So let's actually walk through some of that. We've added an iTunes link. So you can actually search for us on iTunes for the podcast. We are going to have a new show starting soon, and we'll have the pilot episode posted up very soon. If not this week, it'll be next week. We'll have a pilot episode for you guys to listen to and see what you think.
Yep.
And hopefully that'll be a new live show as we expand this channel, not only from this show, but to other live content on a regular basis. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
They're from familiar faces, too, or familiar voices, I should say.
Definitely.
So, yeah, expect some great things.
Definitely. So it should be a lot of fun. And we'll start announcing some of the partnerships we're developing with this blog and other blogs that are out there. So new writers coming on board soon, new content producers. So look forward to new stuff like that.
We got some mini shows coming up.
Yep, we've got some mini shows coming up. So we'll have some.
Should we talk about that right now, those mini shows? I think we should.
Should, okay. So what's coming up here soon is you will get between 5 and 10 minute clips where Arrowblip and I go back and forth and review anime we've both seen.
Yes. So next week we will have a review of Hyoka up, and so what we are looking for are more shows from you. So if you have any shows that you want us to review, whether you want to hear us our thoughts, no matter how bad the show may be, we would consider it. So by all means, if there's like a show, say Excel World, Simpo Gear, Idol Master, that you want the two of us to review, let us know, and we'll see what we can do.
And we'll throw up a review. You guys can comment, give us your feedback. We'll put a rating at the end, and we'll call it good. All the shows will be available via podcast feed as well, so you can pick them up that way. Plus, there'll be quick and easy links to download them, much like what we've got today. Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
I'm kind of tapped out on Idol Master. I mean, once the show ends, I'm probably just going to go on YouTube and watch those music videos. By the way, you should do it! But,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, when you do the Idol Master review, we'll have to bring in our new writer, and you guys can do the audio review for that one.
but it's not fun because you're not doing it.
True, but it's going to take me too long to watch it. By the time we do the review, nobody's going to care about the show.
Everyone cares about the show all the time. You just don't understand.
Even a year from now?
Dude, we just did a live watch the year anniversary. Trust me, people care. Kojimasu, there we go. Forgot about that. That's also coming up too, by the way.
What now?
Kojimasu.
Okay.
See, you're out of the loop, man.
I am out of the loop.
Old timer, step up your game. You got to get on these new shows.
I know. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Be sure to check out the YouTube channel, the podcast feed, and if you'd like to be a special topical guest on our show one night, send me an email. We're already getting some feedback on some guests coming up, and we'll get those people in here soon once we get them figured out what they're going to do. So,
yep.
Thanks again. Have a good night.
Girls in Panzer!
Yeah, definitely watch Girls in Panzer.